On to the next agenda item and selection of organizations for the moose, sheep, goat, mule deer, and elk license. This is the final.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the commission. My name is Emily Cooper. I'm the licensing bureau chief with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Your first agenda item today is for the selection of organizations to auction the 2020 moose, sheep, goat, mule deer, and elk licenses to be distributed through an auction or lottery. We received proposals from the Wild Sheep Foundation for sheep, the Mule Deer Foundation for mule deer, Safari Club International Great Falls for goat and elk licenses, Montana Ducks Unlimited for the moose license, Grand Slam Club Ovis for any license, Safari Club International Southwest Montana Chapter for the moose license, Montana Wild Sheep Foundation and Rocky Mountain Goat Alliance for the goat license, and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation for the elk license. Representatives from the Wild Sheep Foundation, Ducks Unlimited, and the Safari Club are here if you guys have any questions.
Okay, do I have any discussion or a motion from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, do we want to do these one at a time? Is that how we've done it before? I seem to remember.
Typically, yeah.
Just a motion for one?
Typically, yeah, we do them one at a time and then, and I think we give opportunity to those folks that have petitioned that are here to speak. So, yeah, I think that makes the most sense.
I move the commission approve the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation to be awarded the 2020 elk auction license.
I would second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded. I'm going to hold off. I'd like, if Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is here, they'd like to say a few words and, yeah, come right up. I'm interested in, and I know it was in the materials, but I'm interested in what you secured last year and when your auction is this year.
Good morning. My name is Mark Holyoke. I'm the Director of Communication at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. It's good to be with you and appreciate the good work that all of you folks in the whole room do. A year ago, we raised approximately $47,500 for this particular permit. If things were to go forward, we're looking at an auction that would take place at the Gallatin RMEF banquet, which would be Monday, April 4th, 2020, between 8 o'clock and 9:30 in the evening. Of course, we have various means where we look to raise revenue and put it back on the ground, and this is one of those ways to help meet our conservation mission. To date, we have carried out more than 12,000 conservation hunting heritage outreach projects across the nation, including consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Any discussion from the public? This is not trapping, fishing, or hunting, so we can take comment even though it's a final. Certainly seems like this is a good place for this tag. So is there any discussion from the commission? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving on. Do we have a, we've got our cover sheet here. Why don't we address that in line with that? Let's do the mule deer next.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move it goes to, who did we give that to last year, the Mule Deer Association? Or the
Mule Deer Foundation.
Yeah, I'd move that we give that to the Mule Deer Foundation.
I'll second.
And moved and seconded. I didn't, is there anybody here from the Mule Deer Foundation?
Mr. Chairman, could I get someone to close that blind right there behind you there? It's shining right in my eye.
That one, perfect.
A little more.
Maybe the other way. I don't think it's... There we go.
I flicked it up.
That's good. Thank you.
If they don't like what you're saying, they're just going to blind you.
Yeah, I couldn't see anything out there, so...
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Bighorn Sheep.
Mr. Chair, I move the Wild Sheep Foundation is awarded the Bighorn Sheep tag for 2020.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Is there someone here from the Sheep Foundation? Please come forward. Thank you. And again, I've been given a reminder that everybody needs to announce their name and who they're with and so forth. So, thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you. My name is Garrett Long. I'm the Marketing and Communications Director for the Wild Sheep Foundation. I'm speaking on behalf of that organization, and then Kurt Alt and Jack Hutchison, who wish they could be here today, but they are in Tajikistan right now doing some work for us. So, as many of you know, we're in the business of putting and keeping wild sheep on the mountain. We've been doing that since about 1977. And since then, we've raised $130 million to fulfill that mission. Specifically in Montana, we've raised about $7 million over the past couple of decades. And with banquet attendance of about 2,500 people, we think that's going to continue to propagate. I think it's important for the audience to know and the commission to know. A recent study done by WAFWA actually found that 74% of wild sheep conservation comes from state auction tags. So I really, really want to thank the commission for having the foresight to do that. And we're really proud of the fact that 40% of that number actually comes from one organization, and that's the Wild Sheep Foundation. So it is with that history in mind that we would greatly appreciate the opportunity to sell this tag again and be a big partner with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks.
Thank you. What did it go for last year?
$280,000 last year. Thank you.
Thank you. Any discussion from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I had an interesting anecdote spoken at the Region 3 CAC meeting where a gentleman whose daughter drew a ewe permit is having a very difficult time finding a place to hunt because the purchaser of the tag has sewn up kind of a lot of country. So it's an unintended consequence that I never thought about, but I thought it was an interesting perspective that was might be worthy of mentioning.
Yeah, that is interesting. Hopefully that's not a permanent situation.
Right.
Well, I appreciate the work that the Wild Foundation, the Wild Sheep Foundation has done. They've been a great partner in our process, and you're lucky to have Kurt working for you, and his knowledge and his work on an international basis right now is pretty amazing. So, if there's no further comment for the commission, I'll stand for the vote. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Moving on to GOAT.
Have to make that one.
Has a shy commission about goats.
Okay.
Two interested parties.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that the SCI Great Falls chapter, we award that to.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Is there anybody here from Great Falls SCI?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Please come forward.
I'm Patty Earhart with the Great Falls chapter of SCI. We're the second largest chapter in the world there in Great Falls. And we've had the GOAT tag for the past 9 years. We're hoping for the 10th. And last year we had a record year. It sold for $60,500.
Wow.
In the 9 years we have given Fish, Wildlife, and Parks $231,700 to date. So we hope to continue it. I hope you allow us to do it again this year. We've had a lot of fun, last year being the most fun of all when you have two gentlemen, you know, at that level wanting to pay that kind of money. So anyhow, I thank you for thinking of us.
Thank you. Any discussion from the commission? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Great, thank you very much.
Hope you can meet that number, that's going to be hard.
Appreciate it. It's going to be hard to beat, you're right.
All right, we have the moose license left, it looks like.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we award the Ducks Unlimited the moose license.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Do we have a Ducks Unlimited?
Yes.
Please come forward.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. My name is Robert Sanders. I'm manager of conservation programs for Ducks Unlimited here in Montana. I'm here with our state chairman, Scott Johnson, and we appreciate the opportunity to compete for this license again this year. Ducks Unlimited's been a partner with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks since 1984. And in those 35 years, Ducks Unlimited, FWP, and our many partners have delivered over 250,000 acres of wetland habitat around Montana. So much of that is significant moose habitat. So quite a bit of work that's gone on there. A lot of outreach with our youth programs, our Green Wing program. The history of Ducks Unlimited auctioning this license, we've done it for 5 years now. The average has been $37,500. Last year it went for $37,000. That auction has taken place in Helena, at our Helena banquet every spring, usually in March. And I think the previous averages, and Quentin or others could probably correct me if I'm wrong, it averaged around $19,000 prior to Ducks Unlimited taking that over. So significantly high, almost double what it's done average-wise in the past. So we appreciate the opportunity to come here today, and thank you for considering us for the moose license.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission? Any discussion from the commission? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I have a question, just because I know SCI Southwest is here representing and asking as well for the moose deck. Are they not allowed to speak, or?
I guess they can. I mean, we don't have a motion that it's up for them, but if they want to comment, it's, I'd allow it.
Say our organization does, you know, we keep 70% of all our proceeds local in Montana through SCI. We have a lot of children's programs, and we do market worldwide. We do our auction online and local at our banquet in Montana. So the marketing is huge. The exposure is huge through online buying auctions. We run it worldwide and local at the same time to get the most dollar support that we can out of all of our tables.
Good to know. Thank you. Any questions or further comment, discussion from the commission?
There may have been other organizations, too, that were attended. I don't know if they want to speak up.
Yeah.
Can
I? Yeah. So I know the goat tag was already awarded. Montana Wild Sheep and the Rocky Mountain Goat Alliance put in an application for that as well. I realize it's a done deal, but I'd like to at least give you a dog and pony for potentially next year. Got a second?
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and vote on this and then have it come forward. I apologize that we didn't embrace everybody on that. Let's go ahead with the... let's go ahead and vote on this, and then I'll move forward with some discussion. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And let's go ahead and do that. I mean, this auction tag it's always been a situation in which, when we have a successful organization continuing to do it, we stick with that organization because it's tried and true. And I really think that's our obligation. And it's always been hard to switch. While that may not seem fair to people, it's in the years that I've done that, those that have proven year in and year out that they can maximize what they get, we kind of stick with the same teams. But you folks came a long ways. Of course, we're going to have to do this again next year, and so I think it makes some sense to hear what you have to say, and then maybe next year, just, you know, before it comes to us as a final, you know, we have those proposals at a meeting.
Is there a way that if numerous groups are here, we could just have them all present? and then make our motions?
That's what we've done in the past, is had each group present.
And then we made our decision.
Then we made our decision, yeah.
Thanks for the opportunity. I understand, you know, this is kind of a done deal for this year, but I just wanted to give you, for lack of a better term, a dog and pony on what we bring to the table. So we presented, my name is Brian Solon. I'm the executive director of the Montana Wild Sheep Foundation. Randall Williams with the Rocky Mountain Goat Alliance. We are affiliate chapters of the Wild Sheep Foundation, but we are different than any, almost every other NGO in that our chapters are completely independent, separate 501c3s. So we have our own funding. 100% of our money stays in Montana. The Goat Alliance, 100% of their money is focused on goat habitat and conservation. So recent work that we've done in Montana, you know, over 800,000 of direct funds recently from Montana Wild Sheep into Montana habitat projects. Double that with leverage funds. Some of the recent projects that this commission approved in the past year would be the Garrity Mountain Wildlife Management Area land acquisition that went through the land board last spring. Those projects came through us. We wrote a grant from the Conservation Trust to help with that, to approve that. Another one that's on your list for later today that I'd like to talk about was the Whiskey Ridge conservation easement that kind of developed through the Montana Wild Sheep Foundation. Really important piece of sheep habitat that breaks. But specifically, you know, our growth of our chapter has been outstanding. You know, in the packet we showed, we've seen almost 20% annual growth in our chapter funding, attendance. It's pretty electric atmosphere, and you know, between the Rocky Mountain Goat Alliance and Montana Wild Sheep, we are the two organizations focused specifically on wild sheep and goat habitat in Montana. So, with that, Randall.
Thank you.
And I'll just keep it brief. I'm Randall Williams, representing the Rocky Mountain Goat Alliance. The Goat Alliance was founded in 2013, and our volunteer members have worked with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks on surveys in multiple mountain ranges in Montana. We have more than 1,000 dues-paying members, and I think we could offer a lot of exposure and visibility for this auction tag, in that we have more than 27,000 followers on Instagram and 25,000 followers on Facebook. We have a passionate core of people in Montana and around the world who follow what we do and support our organization. So appreciate the opportunity to tell you a little bit about the Goat Alliance.
Thank you. I apologize for the clumsy nature of that, but we did have our written proposals, and I know that those were all analyzed. Why don't we're moving into a different topic, and I think there's going to be some people coming in and out, so why don't we take a very short, you know, 10-minute break and let everybody get set up and